nice to me, yeah, and that sweeties. Have been like, hey, if you, I'll walk you to your car, or like, you know, if you ever have a problem, if somebody, if you want to, if you ever need help, like kicking somebody out, like I'm there, you know, like I so appreciate that. Yeah. On the flip side, though, like there are just a good amount of men though that are like condescending and just, and I say like what you just said, Willie, like I'll say something, they don't listen. Then a man says the exact same thing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a little bit just like, what? I just said that. Like, I just, you know, or like.
It's pretty sick, dude. It's pretty dope, actually. Alex, fucking dab me up,
dude. I was talking to Alex earlier. I was trying to kick some guy out. This was a couple weeks ago. I was trying to kick some guy out, and he was not listening to me. I was like, you're done. I'm not serving you. You're out. Get out of the bar. And he just wouldn't. He wouldn't leave. And then some guy came up. And I appreciate the guy, by the way. He was very kind. He was helping me. But he came up and he was like, yo, she said you're done. Like, you're out. And then he, like, got up and left. I'm like, bro, like, I have been telling you that you're...
Yeah.
Like, so it's that, you know, like, it is what it is. But
that's why sometimes I like to emphasize it with jumping over the bar and, like, shoving them out the door with my chest.
Yeah.
Like, that usually works.
Really that well. Usually works.
Give him a fucking swift.
That might be the best way.
No, I've that's my move. Like, I've been known.
DJ
like,
if Contagious.
You really, wait, are you just saying that as a joke? Or
no,
really
I'm not.
That?
She's not.
She has
wait,
to do,
I kind of love
if
that.
You really
she has to do delirium
off,
by
if
herself.
I get really pissed off. I've been. Yeah. Like,
wait,
that's when you know
I love you.
You can't fuck with DJ Shawa.
I can't, like.
You're like, I'm done with you. You're done.
Talk to you from the other side of the bar.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to jump over.
So here I come.
And I'm going to be right in front of you.
Wait, I think I need to take
seconds.
Some notes from you right now.
And that usually startles them enough. Like,
that they're like I don't even want to be here. They're like, I don't want to be here anymore.
I literally jump over the bar and be like, land in front of them. You know?
Dude, I'm taking notes like, right now. Look. Like, I need to do that. Maybe I should have done that when I was trying to kick that guy
DJ
out.
Contagion.
I should have just, like, jumped over the bar and just.
She's the best
like,
in the biz. And
not
she is my ride or die.
You to
right?
Be right there. It's like.
Damn.
They also don't expect you to, like, whoop their ass at pool.
What?
Either, which
that's
is also,
true. Oh, my God. Yeah. I was just about to say. Yeah. If you think. Yeah, if the bar.
That will really piss them off.
I've had. Oh, my God. I have pool stories of just being somewhere playing pool, practicing by my lonesome, like, you know, doing my thing, and then just being totally fucking royally insulted by some rando walking by who, you know, I'm
it's like, oh, you
really?
Know what you're doing
wait,
wrong?
Really?
Yeah.
You know what you're doing
why,
wrong right
why would
now?
They
bitches can't play pool.
I can't believe that shit.
A lot of people.
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
A lot of dudes.
You want to play?
Yeah.
You're like, you want to play? Let me fucking... roast your ass right now. Yeah. Like, I'll
you know, the first
right
time
now,
me and Shawa, the first time me and Shawa met, I remember she was shaking a drink, and I was like, hey, you're doing that wrong. Let me show you how it...
you mansplains.
Actually, that never fucking happened. The first time I fucking... The first time I met Shawa was
I find that
really,
my dick is a great training
device. It was a really fun time when we had a hard-fought match, and then... We've had such
I
a
can't
good time
believe that, honestly, you're saying that. I can't believe that. Like, people have literally just been like, you're not playing right, or like, that's not a good shot.
No, they,
yeah,
dude,
no,
that is
real.
Wild to me.
Oh,
that's
no.
So disrespectful.
This happens all the time. Like,
I
come
up behind
personally, like you, y'all work in a pool hall, so I understand how maybe that,
right?
That has never happened to me. I'm hearing this, I'm like, damn, that's so disrespectful.
And I haven't seen
at
a
the
lot
hall?
At the hall.
No, everyone's
like,
super.
It doesn't happen
like,
at
dive bars.
Okay,
but like dive bars,
less common at the hall.
Sometimes randos, like.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry,
maybe not even from here necessarily.
Yeah, right. But you've just had that experience.
But just
when you're playing pool by yourself and a guy comes
damn,
in.
Damn, that's crazy.
Quite
that's
a few of them. Like, more than you would think.
Damn, that's wild to me.
It
that's
always
so
takes
like
me by
it's disrespectful. I'm not even talking about the. Of course, there's a part of it that's like misogynistic. But even past that, it's just disrespectful in the sense you don't go up to someone you don't know.
Would they go up to a dude
and just
be like,
say,
"Hey, bruh, nah, you want to move your shoulder?"
It's not even about them. Of course, it's misogynistic. But even past that, it's like, why are you even going up to someone you don't even know and being like,
"Yeah,
why are you?
No, I mean,
that's a bad shot." Or like, you're not. You don't know how to play pool. Like, what?
It's lame. Like they're trying to hit on you, and it's.
I think you
yeah,
know.
No,
I think Willie's.
Really
I think Willie's right.
It's
like it's a
they're
roundabout.
Stuck in kindergarten.
I think
wait,
they're
hold on.
Negging.
Say that one more
that's
time.
That's the word.
Yeah.
the round.
I said Willie's right, but also actually, I'm gonna take that back. Anyways,
anyway,
but
it does happen at the hall quite a bit.
Does it? I don't know how to play pool. Oh, I don't play.
Oh, it's not about me.
I don't play. So
I think you're right, though. So, it's like negging.
I do a lot of stairs, and I see a lot of tables.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's true. You're at the tables.
I do be at the tables. It's not even that. It's like, am I that good at pool? No, I don't need commentary. Don't do it. Don't
Give
do
me
it.
A sec. Give me
don't
a sec.
Do it. Chomping at the bit.
I have some words.
Okay, you've made sound bites about this. I appreciate that. Do I need advice? Yes. However, it's like,
you don't always want
to ask for it.
No, it's not even that. There's a way to do it,
and it's
hey, like, you know, it's first of all, like, it's like when you go to pet somebody's dog in the bar, right?
Yeah.
It's
like, ask
first. No, ask first, but also like maybe ask the person's name at some point.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
It's so minimal.
The first time you met,
every guy thinks that they're God's gift to pool.
Oh, just don't
FYI,
just
they do.
Wait, hold on. But what if you actually are, though?
That's my point.
Okay, the first time me and Maddie met.
Yes.
Can you remember it?
Yep.
The first time we met.
Fucking guy.
Rock bar.
Yep. That's impossible because I'm God's gift to pool.
He said, what if I actually am, though?
She put my name up before I got there.
I was like,
I'm on my way. She put my name up.
I did.
And then I walked in. She's like, are you Willie? And I was like, yes, I am.
And meanwhile, my friend was fangirling to a degree.
I know. And then your friend was like, oh my God, that's Willie.
Fangirling for what?
For me.
Well, yeah, people do think he's God's gift to pool, but I'm going to leave that be.
Are you that good? I honestly don't know, Willie.
Not,
are you that
fine.
Good at pool? I'm
the story.
I'm pretty good.
Okay. Sorry. Anyways, tell the story.
I'm pool's gift to God.
Alex, settle down.
Alex is
offer you any advice, but
no, he is
but
very good.
Then
yeah,
you were like, you called like a time, you were like, can I ask Willie? And I was like, hit it right here, and I pointed.
Yeah.
And I did it.
And then you made it. You made like a kick shot, and it was sick.
My execution, once I've been given
directions,
it was
incredible.
Yeah.
Pretty and then I sat down. And
I never did it again.
I feel like
Maddie,
might be on the same level of like, I'm not super good, but I have my nights and I have my shots. I'm like,
I made such a baller shot
the other night.
Yeah, you banked in the eight ball when you were in there.
So proud of myself.
And then never
again. It was a shot that I was like totally, as I was hitting it, I was like, I'm not going to make this. Like, the whole time, I was like, this is not a shot I'm going to make, but I'm going to go for it just for funsies. And I made it. I was so proud of myself.
For funsies,
I was like,
right?
Wait, maybe I'm getting a little better at pool, but I'm not good. I'm honestly not good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself?
I would say like a 6.
Okay.
Like, I'm getting better,
she's
though.
A 1.
I would give me like a 1.2.
No, she's actually
I'm really bad, but I don't care.
Okay, wait,
no,
now I'm
good at pool.
Am I maybe less than a 6? No, I think about a 6 because I have my nights where I do.
Sorry,
Maddie.
Come on, that was funny.
I feel like you're rating yourself too low.
Trish is saying she's out of 10. She's saying she's
please
a 1.
I want a lower rating.
I have some advice for you.
A point.
Like,
what?
I'm really
bad.
No
way.
Let's
all not rate each other.
But
you were the only person that was rating somebody else. But I just want to let that be.
No ratings are.
I'm 7.9.
I don't really play.
Nothing to do with your actual performance.
I'm going
to
play this song.
Yeah, good.
Probably the best pool players that I know here.
I'm going to play a song.
I've never seen you shoot. I've never seen any of you shoot.
This is the PCL
preview song. But the way you're explaining yourself, I feel like we're on the same level. Like, we have our good nights.
I would like to see you guys play each other.
I have my good nights, but then I also make dumbass fucking shots.
I get the white ball in a lot. And if I've ever won a game, it's because somebody hit the 8-ball in.
No. Trish, that's not true.
Yeah.
You actually destroyed me.
No, I didn't. You
won
that
what?
Game.
No,
when
I did
this
not.
Happen?
I lost
like
the
five
game.
Five balls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I lost
Lucas
the game so
won yesterday.
Can I tell a story about pool? I told this to Alex earlier, but
okay, it's got to be quick, because I got to play this song.
Okay, play the song. I'll tell
it
later.
Is it Bad Bunny?
No, it's...
I'll tell it later.
Now I feel like I should play Bad Bunny.
Yeah, you should.
No, this is the Yelp review
in the form of a song.
The Yelp review song. Are you guys ready?
Oh, that was a song too?
Yeah.
Is that a full sentence?
It's the whole thing.
Let's go. Okay.
Are you ready?
There's only a few people who matter when they leave this world. The ones you truly care for. Every time that we hung out, everything that we talked about seems so important. In that moment, now that it's over, now that we're all crying on each other's shoulders, it turns out you mattered. Everything is temporary, but when you leave, it devastates me. It's still worth the pain and the hurt. Maybe life is too short.
Okay, let's try option number two. So option number one sucks ass. Here we go.
There's only a few people who matter when they leave this world. The ones you truly care for. Every time that we hung out, everything that we talked about seems so important in that moment. Now that it's over, now that we're all crying on each other's shoulders.
Britney Spears.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I don't know what the fuck that was, but that was the... Oh, you know why? Your tag contains artist name Depeche Mode. Cannot... I can't make that. It can't make Depeche Mode.
Shoegaze
or
dark
shoegaze.
Dark. Okay. Oh, careful.
Shoegaze. Depeche Mode is dark.
We have to take away the Depeche Mode.
Do you like that kind of music? Have you ever been to a
Cat Club?
Yeah.
Cat Club, 1984.
I just went to play like dark wave and like goth music.
I just went to never go to.
Okay, so
whatchamacallit, Death Guild is on.
I think the problem is, yeah, it's too many. It's too many specific things.
Okay,
so we'll do post punk.
Don't want to go though.
No, I can't go. I run
kids. Post punk, EDM,
which is kind of a bummer.
You served.
Hardcore metal.
I remembered meeting you at Delirium, but now I'm remembering you served me.
It was like a couple ones.
Euro trash.
Right.
Oh, by the way, I made another new song for my AI album.
Oh yeah,
I remember that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I was furked.
This is actually happening. I'm gonna make.
I was furked.
So the album is gonna be called.
It's been like a few weeks.
Human.
Yeah. No, I got so dark. But
like this. Human.
I don't think I'm super.
Like the upside down. Question mark? Like the, you know what I'm talking
about? Oh, yeah.
I wasn't yet.
Yeah, I can't do it in the...
I was on the...
So, while we wait for that to be created, I'm going to play this song. I'm going to play this song, and then we'll be right back. Hold on. Whoa, don't be... Don't Marcello me. Don't you Marcello me. What are you doing?
Yes,
thank you for serving me.
See? You can't...
I'm putting it all together. It's like a puzzle piece. Like, damn.
You can't do it. You think you can do it. You can't do it. You can't do it.
So wait, what nights do you work there?
What's that?
I'm there usually Monday.
Don't.
Monday karaoke.
I'll figure it out later.
Okay.
Thank you.
never feel alone. There's always a dive bar not too far. Pool tables and punk rock shows.
Take me like two minutes.
No, you created one.
It'll take me like 2 minutes to make one.
Do you remember the pew pew?
Yeah. Oh, the pew pew pew. Hold on.
Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, look, this is a 16-second absolute bombshell.
Well, it deals in shower flow on the radio.
So, at any point, you know, if the...
On the radio.
If the inspiration strikes, yeah. If the inspiration strikes, it'll
happen. That was deflection to a point that I can't
I'm sorry, what was that?
Deflection to a point.
What was that now? I'm sorry, what was that?
Fuck off.
Oh, man. Can I get a man over here to...
Here I am. Yeah. A man?
We already had the dick measuring contest at Kettle One, so...
I have the big stick. We already decided this.
We're having fun. I have a 12-inch dick. Oh, my God.
That's being conservative.
Listen, I'm in a room full of women.
My dick just touches the ground.
Okay, can I just say...
It touches our hearts.
It's so big that it hurts.
Can I just say...
Yes, my dick just touches your heart.
Can I just say I was raised by women, so I have this thing...
So that makes it okay.
I have this thing in my brain.
I just realized I don't
What's
care.
What's the
Let's
thing on
forward.
Your brain?
I have this thing in my brain where I was just teased by older women my whole life.
The further you get away, the bigger my dick grows.
I have no brothers. I don't even know my father.
Okay, let's move forward.
I'm just saying.
I know. Let's go.
It's hard for me to find my center when it comes to fucking with women.
Put your DNA somewhere.
So, women really are just lesser people.
No, and that's they're the best. They're just the people that that's made me what I am.
Reverse engineering.
They're the people who made me what I am. And so they're the only people I fucked with. So then.
Okay, what is the last segment here?
This song.
Oh, we're going to play... We're going to play 20.
The scent, it was pleasant. Drove by and didn't go in. Excellent. For the while I realized there was no toilet paper. And then all the while, due to the no beware or slip page, I slipped on. Packed your key shortly, then left me and an employee almost quenched. Fucking spot right out front. Five stars will be burned.
People are still lepers.
Yeah.
There are still lepers out there.
All right, guys. We are once again drifting off topic.
Lepers?
Once again.
What, you hate lepers?
Are you gaslighting me?
You love lepers.
Should we let the lepers back in?
No, it is not.
No.
It's wrong, man.
Okay.
Okay. I think we figured out.
When me and Shawa become mayor, by the way, which is happening.
You're going to outlaw lepers?
The first dual mayors.
No, we let them out.
You're gonna, you know what you should do if you
We're
going to
run
mayor?
As dual
Wait,
mayor.
I have a really good idea for you. If you become mayor,
I'd love to hear it. As my constituent, I would love to hear it.
Right. You should make it legal to have duels again.
Oh.
You know, duels.
Like shooting each other?
Not shooting. Like swords. Slaps, like swords. Duels. Like you know, just, I don't like you.
So stabbing.
If people don't like each other, they're just like...
They slap the other one with a glove.
Or like in Game of Thrones, where it's like, death by... Death by combat.
Exactly.
Or tribal combat.
Exactly. It's like,
I would.
Sometimes you gotta duel it out.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. But I would like less stabbing and.
No, I think
during my
be
administration,
more
stabbing,
less
during
shooting.
My administration, I'd like less stabbing.
I think there should be more stabbing, but
so instead of duels with swords,
I don't know if stabbing is
what
the
else dildos. What else could there be duels with?
Once again, dildos. Spatulas. Like, let's just slap. Let's just slap each other
dildos.
For a while.
A dildo.
I think everything should be solved in a dance fight.
The funny thing is, though, is
when
I said dildos, you immediately were like
dildos. Dance off.
Willie was immediately when I said duels. Willie was like, with guns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's infinitely worse than
dildos? Yeah, disagree, yeah. disagree. I actually disagree.
I mean, I'd rather get shot with a gun than stabbed.
100%. I would rather get shot than stabbed.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather get faced with a gun than the face with a knife.
I'd also rather have a dance off than either one of
them. But is it not more
in a dance fight?
Dildos.
Because you can
dildo fight.
Do you not die with a little more dignity?
Dildo fight.
Fine, I change it.
First of all, if someone has a sword, you gotta get the fuck out of here.
Who's the mayor right now? Who's the mayor right now? Me and Shawa.
Sorry, were you elected?
So true.
You
guys, so Shawa, if so you guys get recalled, how do you feel about duels?
Fuck. If.
Dildos.
So you're saying, well done. Just fuck it out.
But yeah. Not new ones.
Bonobos. But like bonobos. Using that as the...
They should have been...
Dildo by combat.
We should emulate bonobos.
Is that a monkey?
Bonobos.
Is that a monkey?
Like, you know the end, of Survivor when they're like...
I'd like a monkey.
They have to build fire?
I've been on the Tennessee Classified.
The females control everything.
Instead of having to build fire, it's like, who can put the dildo farther up their ass? And then that person wins. And then they get the property.
That's awesome, Monkey Wrangler. Has anyone here, the reason I'm thinking about duels, has anyone here seen The Last Duel?
Hold on, you haven't heard our fucking...
The Last Duel? Has anyone seen
No spoilers, no spoilers, no spoilers.
I will not say a spoiler.
I mean, duels are weird. The duels are weird.
Okay, so let me backtrack that.
The guy who's alive won?
Let me backtrack that by saying...
The guy who's alive is a cheater.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Because why
would you...
Has anyone here seen Rashomon?
I was a film fucking student.
Okay, so I was too. I was a film before I switched
it's
to philosophy.
Like you have to
I was
watch
a film student. Yeah. But anyways, Rashomon, great movie, whatever. Yeah. You know, it's like different perspectives.
It's a weird flex, but okay.
The Last Duel is essentially like Rashomon, or Rashomon, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's essentially Rashomon, but like a different story.
Yeah.
But it's like the same idea of like this one event that it happens three different ways, and you see it from
every perspective.
And this is why I'm thinking about duels, because but it's a true story, though. This really happened. So what the true story in the medieval times, the 1300s, this is the last duel that happened before duels were outlawed.
Yeah.
That's why it's called the last duel.
You remember the Aaron Burr, I mean, this was the whole thing in the fucking...
What about an Outlander?
What was the... well, by the way, I'm going to go see...
what does Aaron Burr have to do with that?
No. I'm going to go see Book of Mormon on fucking Wednesday.
So good.
I'm going to see Book of Mormon on Wednesday with my mom. Anyway.
So the last one, I'll finish up real quick because I know like this time I'm on a tangent.
And Alexander Hamilton, it was a whole thing.
It's not about you. Willie,
they had a duel. They had a duel.
DJ Willie.
Essentially, I'll finish up real quick here, but essentially, and this is a true story, by the way, this really happened in the medieval times. The last duel that ever, before duels were outlawed, there was this woman that claimed she was raped. And then there was literally three different perspectives in the movie, but also in real life. Like, there was different, like one of the guys was like, no, I didn't rape her. Like, she wanted it. And then the girl was like, and mind you, at the time, if you're coming out with rape, like, that's a really big thing to do.
So what was this, 2025?
Yeah. True, like, this is
true.
Constantly.
But no, but to be honest, if you come out with, if you claim that you're raped, that's like a really big thing.
It's not
raped
if it's consensual.
That's a fact. But if you, in the medieval times, if you claim that you're raped, it's like a thing where it's like, if you're lying, you will get like hanged. If people think that you're lying, just like, you know what I mean?
And there's no lying, they've been trying.
Nice.
High five, brother.
Nice.
Anyways, I will finish this up quick, because this is a fantastic movie. Everyone should watch it. The
Rashomon?
Last Duel. No, Rashomon's great, but
wait, Rashomon is like
The Last Duel the is movie. Essentially Rashomon.
You know, every fucking movie.
But what I'm saying right now is
all based
the story
on
about the rape is it's like Rashomon, but with the duels.
Yeah.
This is why I'm thinking about duels.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what ended up happening is
I didn't mention anything.
These two guys were like, oh, I'm gonna like duel you because
you're got raped.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're claiming.
If I win, I get to rape you. And then,
no, what? It was like, if I win, no, what happened, and I feel like this is also pretty true to medieval times, they said, whoever wins the duel, that's right by God.
Yeah, yeah.
God is total right. Domination.
Yeah.
Total domination.
Like, I mean,
WWE.
I do want to at one point have a whole show where we get into the philosophy of a lot of things.
And so you're saying, shut up, Kendall. This is.
No.
Stop talking.
No. I don't want you to shut up. I love what you just said. That was beautiful. There's a lot of philosophical questions that I have answers to that people don't like.
If women actually want sex all the time,
me and Shawa, we could talk about this. Yeah, but
wait. Let me soak in that.
That's like what a 10-year-old kid says to another 10-year-old.
Wait, hold on.
And then y'all be running.
Yeah.
I have to soak in.
We be running.
If women wanted sex, I have to soak that in. If women wanted sex all the time, there would
also if men. If men wanted sex all the time,
but then men would be running.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the deal.
Screaming like girls.
Here's the deal. Just don't fucking try to get somebody else to do.
You know what's crazy? Oh, so this is a bar. This is a bar podcast, right?
Yeah.
There's a conversation at the bar.
Do you need an angel shot?
There was a conversation at the bar the other day. It was so wild. It was a guy and a girl. And the guy was like, they were arguing. And the girl was like, they were talking about rape and murder.
Oh, God.
And
Let's stop.
Why? Can I not say this?
Why not?
Okay.
I just feel like let's just move
and
on.
And I also have to
let's play this game.
This is all somewhat facetious. I hope everyone understands that.
100%. Like, in the video
game. Out there are bottomless fans that don't have their pants on.
Can I at least say what the conversation was about, though?
Yeah, yeah.
I
will move on after this.
No. I mean, listen.
The guy was like, I'd rather be shot than raped. And the girl was like, I'd rather be raped than shot. Opposite.
Oh.
It's just not a conversation that needs to happen.
Anyways, it was like so wild. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you guys
I would rather neither thing happen to me.
They talked about it for like 20 minutes to the point where I was like, how about both of those things sound really bad?
This is what drunk people talk
and
about.
And maybe
to each other.
You don't have to compare.
Yeah, both of those things sound really bad. Sound really bad.
So to get shot, that's
also
bad.
Really bad. So
and to get raped, that's also bad.
I mean, like, where?
Dude, I'd rather dunk a ball.
I would rather shoot some
lay up a ball. Like, cool, man. Whatever.
Wild thing to argue about at a bar, though.
Now, there's one thing at a bar that needs to be argued about, and
what?
That is,
what is that?
Will I strike Alex out, or will he take me yard?
Good yard?
Yeah. Or will he take me yard? I believe I will strike Alex out.
No, I couldn't hear that.
This is a really important conversation that needs to happen on this show.
Is this a baseball game or something?
I'm on a mound 60 feet 6 inches away from home plate. Alex is what are you, righty? You're righty? You're righty, right?
This isn't content that people want.
This is important. Alex, this is important.
I know this is not going to work.
Alex, get in the mic. Alex, you're a right-handed batter, I'm assuming.
If I was like the PA right now, I'd be all like,
alright, cool. Good news is you're not.
So
sorry.
Okay, so what we have to do.
I am curious, and we're going to do this before the next show that Alex is on. I am going to face Alex. If I strike him out.
We're going to do outside wiffle ball.
Yeah. No. Hard ball. Baseball. I mean, we can go wiffle ball if
hard
you want.
Hard ball, hard bat.
But I'd rather go hard ball. I'd rather go hard ball. Yeah.
We'll do it right in the street out front.
No, we need...
Put bases.
You know what?
So we need a mound.
Give me one of these cards.
I don't think we should do that.
I'm just saying, I'm going to strike Alex the fuck out.
Is
that's all I'm saying.
One or...
No. That's all I'm saying.
I cannot do Obama, no.
No, we absolutely should not.
I can do Trump. I can try to do Trump. I can't do Obama, though.
No, we're not doing that.
I could try to do Trump, though. I feel like...
That was so cute.
You know, we could just, right.
can
do Trump.
No, I can do it.
It's easy to do.
I want... Looking for a dime? That's top of the line.
Wait, what is it? Can I see
cute
it?
Cute face. No. Slim waist. With a big behind.
Wait, I like the queen one.
This card reminds me.
I like the.
Can I ask everyone here a question?
I like the other game that we play with it. Who's the biggest star?
So, well, my favorite actor. My favorite actor is someone that a lot of people hate on, and I want to know how do you feel about Nicolas Cage?
I love
legit,
Nick Cage.
I love
Nicolas Cage.
I say that sometimes, and people are like, he's horrible. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I genuinely think.
First of all,
he's done a lot of bad movies.
First of all,
but have y'all ever seen Leaving Las Vegas?
Have you seen Vampire in Brooklyn?
It's insane.
Have you seen Leaving Las Vegas?
Yes.
I cry.
Nick Cage is next level insanely
he's
good.
He's a great
Face Off. Wait.
Face Off.
And I feel like...
Thank you.
Face Off? One of my favorite movies.
Now, here's the thing, though. I'll give you Nick Cage. But he's an amazing actor.
Vampire.
You think that, like, saying that is like, oh, I'm stepping out, saying Nick Cage is a good actor?
Who are you about to say?
I have to step out all the time.
Who?
Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze is the number one actor of his generation.
Keanu Reeves.
That's...
See?
Bitch.
I was literally just
about to say Keanu Reeves. My two favorite actors are literally...
I was segueing for you.
It's so funny that you say that, though, because my two favorite actors are Nicolas Cage and Keanu Reeves, and I bring that up, and for both of them, people are like, they're not good. I'm like what
Christopher
do you even...
Walken.
You guys...
Cage, man.
You guys think I'm fucking around?
Can I say Willie?
I have a song.
Christopher Walken, Willie. Gary Oldman.
So Willie, Patrick Swayze, he's not bad, but is he once in a lifetime? No.
Gary Oldman.
He's not bad though.
Christopher Walken.
Gary Oldman's amazing.
I'm sorry.
Patrick Swayze, nah, he's not like once in a lifetime.
Sorry. Roadhouse.
Story about Patrick Swayze.
Apocalypse Now.
Is that really?
Too Wong Fu. Dirty Dancing. Fucking.
Come on, man. Like really.
Ghost?
Maybe Ghost.
Are these all movies that are just like...
Keanu Reeves is what? John Wick?
No. And that movie's fucking cool.
I love John Wick, but Patrick Swayze could have done that too.
Are you actually
The Matrix?
Down on Keanu Reeves?
You don't like The Matrix?
I think Keanu Reeves...
I've never seen The Matrix.
I think Keanu Reeves is amazing.
Trish, you've never seen The Matrix?
I just think...
I never will.
I just think Patrick Swayze...
You have to.
Why?
The Matrix is...
Patrick Swayze is better.
She's never seen The Matrix, guys.
Mm-hmm. Well,
The Matrix is awesome. What do you mean?
The Matrix.
Swayze could have done that.
The movie.
Fly to Tennessee by
is,
car.
Swayze could have done that. Could Keanu Reeves hold up fucking baby and just do that? You know what I'm saying?
It's an oversimplification.
I'm just saying.
So you're talking about like Baudrillard, like simulations.
I had a lady on my way to work every day while I was late.
Yes. I understand what you're getting at.
Like they did a really good job with it, but it's still like
I actually
for sure.
I actually think
and this is like my rope. This is like my wheelhouse and like my like. But so this like, is a, I think it's a good like entryway into philosophy and like interesting. You don't think so?
Then they throw.
But that's cool. Anyways, I think the Matrix is
maybe for someone that's never ever
tried
themselves like why am I here or something.
Well, some people don't though.
No,
some people don't though. You know?
Guys, this has been a really fun show, but
Goodbye. But
it's over now.
Love you, I.
Red pill group.
I need you to turn that up.
Purple pill.
No.
I need you to turn that way.
Do not eat grandma's cookies.
Don't eat the bag.
Don't eat the bat. Don't lick the bat.
Eat the cookies. What have we learned today, kids?
Grandma's cookies are bad for you.
Some bags are okay.
You have to wash the
bag at the packaging.
Sometimes the bag is fine.
I think that's what we've learned. Sometimes the bag is fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to wipe off. I'm going to wipe off the outside of my bag.
Wipe off the outside of your bag.
Before I stick them in my mouth.
Yeah.
Rinse the packaging.
Before you stick it in your
right
mouth.
Off, yes.
Thank you, Shawa. Sorry, DJ Contagion.
So I've been looking at
with a K. Yes. And
I don't know. I was trying to put together something with rabbis and foreskins and ripping with your teeth.
All right.
It didn't come together.
By the way, you're not going to be here next week.
It didn't come together.
DJ Contagion, you're not going to be here next week. Is that what I'm hearing?
Okay, Phoenix.
I will not be here.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Hawaii. For a bartender.
Well, I don't like that.
Bartender wedding.
I'll be here next week. Okay. Can we get DJ Kendall in the house?
Sure.
All right, come hey, back.
You're
going
to have gonna to
wait,
ask.
So what days do you do this? Is it what days?
Sunday night.
Oh,
Sunday.
Wait, I close Sunday night.
Every Sunday.
No. DJ Curmudgeon's going to have
DJ
to.
DJ Curmudgeon? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So why did Hitler kill himself?
Huh?
Why did who?
Why did Hitler kill himself?
Oh.
Is that a really good question?
So the...
I thought he just...
like that.
Yeah, that's funny.
He said, I'm out of here.
Okay, did you watch the... There was a movie where, like, a dude went back in time to kill Hitler, and then it, like, fucked up the whole world.
No,
it was like...
No, actually, it would have been better.
The whole point of the movie was it would have been better.
I went on a date with him to the Chaz and Wilson Club.
You did not.
Yeah, he has a fucking shower in his dressing room. Yeah, because I was on Janet Reno's dance party on Saturday Night Live.
Trish has lore.
And he had terrible BO, and there was a fucking shower in his dressing room, and he could have handled
it. I was not in that dressing room.
Damn.
What the hell?
No, right. 100%, I'm sure.
That's so wild.
DJ Kendall.
We're doing shopping for monkeys.
Goodbye. Thank you for having me. Before we go.
Trish.
Look at this guy.
Yes. I was not in the dressing room. I'm going to play you a song.
Can I make a David Bowie song?
No, it's about Patrick Swayze.
I wasn't there.
Okay.
Remember Roadhouse in 83, Miss Bouncer Reva, and So Sexy. The list goes on. I love Black Dog, Dirty Dancing to Wong Fu, and then Red Dawn. Good at fighting, land hips swaying, lips for kissing, and muscles glistening. Said there's no other who does it like you do. Oh, Patrick Swayze, you left the world too soon. Oh man, I miss Swayze, Swayze, Swayze. Oh, Swayze, Swayze, Swayze. No, I love Swayze, Swayze, Swayze. Oh, I thought you'd always be alive, alive. Swayze, 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 oh my Swayze, 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 no, I love Swayze, 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 oh, goddamn, I wish you had not died, I cried. No, for you, I would've watched whatever, and I just wish that you could live forever. Wish I could dance like you, learn romance like you. When I heard you died, I screamed Wolverine. Let my dream is for me and Swayze to make a pot together to unchain melody. It's spinning round, 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 and I can't believe that my Swayze's in the ground. Swayze, 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 oh, Swayze, 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 no, I love Swayze, 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 oh, I thought you'd always be alive, alive. Swayze, 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 oh my Swayze, 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 oh my Swayze, 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 oh, goddamn, I wish you had not died, I cried.
Swayze! When I was 13, I first watched Point Break. There was nobody that compared to the Swayze, no BC or he, I know they never could amaze me. He had me going crazy, and that ain't no joke. I watched that flick daily until the tape broke. Loved him in Skate Town, the best movie ever made on disco skating. Yo, tech so greased down, and I really love to watch your booty shaking. So much I wish I could do, I wish I could revive you. Now we won't get Point Break 2, it should've been Keanu.
Swayze, 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 oh my Swayze, 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 oh my Swayze, 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 oh, Swayze, 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 oh, I thought they'd always be alive, alive.
Swayze, 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 oh my. Swayze, 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 oh my. Swayze, 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 oh. God damn, I wish you had not died, I cried.
For those of you who think this song is a joke, I would never joke about my love for Swayze. I mean, come on, you can't think of anything that can beat Swayze. Just try. Just think of one thing that can beat Swayze. You can't. You can't do it. Nobody puts beat in the corner.
Call, yeah, my friend Lex is lying in the hospital. She'd been pretty sick for about half a year, but it seemed like this time the end was drawing near. So dropped my plans and jumped the next London train. I found her laid up and in a lot of pain. Her eyes met mine and then I understood that her weather forecast wasn't looking too good. So sad it's not a story, so a little while. Tried to raise a mood and tried to raise a smile, but she silenced all my ramblings with a shake of her head. Drew me close to listen, this is what she said now. You live to dance another day. It's just now you'll have to dance for the two of us. So stop looking so damn depressed. Sing with all your heart. The queen is dead, yeah. She told me she was sick of all the hospital food. Doctors to some relatives draining her blood. Said, I know I'm dying, but I'm not finished just yet. Yeah, I'm dying for a drink and for a cigarette. So we hatched a plan to book ourselves a cheap hotel, the center of the city, and to raise some hell, lay waste to all the clubs. And then when everyone else is on their sleep, then well, now we're good and done. You live to dance another day. Just now you'll have to dance. So stop looking so damn depressed. Sing with all your heart. The queen is dead. South London's not the same anymore. The queen is dead. The last of the great. Well, I was working on some words when Sarah called me up. She said that Lex had gone to sleep and wasn't waking up. And even though I knew that there was nothing to be done, I felt bad for not being there and now while she was gone. So I tried to think what Lex would want me to do at times like this when I was feeling blue. So I gathered up some friends to spread the sad, sad news. And we headed to the city for a drink or two and we sang. We live to dance tonight. It's just now we have to dance for one more of us. So stop looking so damn depressed. Sing with all our hearts. Long live the queen.
Yo, let's do this. Psychopath talking, king of my jungle, just a gangster stalking, living life like a firecracker, quick as my fuse, been dead as a death, back the colors I choose, red or blue, cuz of blood, it just don't matter, sucker died for your life when my shotgun scatters, colors. The gangs of LA will never die, just multiply colors, 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 assistance, social persistence. Any problem I got, I just put my fist in. My life is violent, but violence is life. Peace is a dream, reality is a night. My colors, my honor, my colors, my all. With my colors upon me, one soldier standing tall. Tell me, what have you left me? What have I got? Last night in cold blood, my young brother got shot. My homeboy got jacked, my mother's on crack. My sister can't work cause her arms show tracks. Madness, insanity, living profanity. Then some punk claiming they're understanding me. Give me a break, what world do you live in? Death is my set, guess my religion. Come, come. My pants are sagging, braided hair. Suckers stare, but I don't care. My game ain't knowledge, my game's fear. I've no remorse, so squares beware. But my true mission is just revenge. You ain't my set, you ain't my friend. Wear the wrong color, your life could end. Homicide's my favorite binge color. So I'll just walk like a giant, police defiant. You'll say to stop, but I'll say that I can't. My gang's my family, it's all that I have. I'm a star on the walls, my autograph. You don't like it, so you know where you can go. Cause the streets are my stage, and terror's my show. Psychoanalyze, try diagnose me why. It wasn't your brother to brutally die, but it was mine. So let me define my territory, don't cross the line. Don't try to act crazy, cause that shit don't faze me. If you ran like a punk, it wouldn't amaze me. Cause my color's death, though we all want peace. But our war won't end till all wars cease. Color, color,
How do you write a song? for a guy who's ready to die. A person who's affected your life as much as you affected mine. It's never been easy to love you. I can't even see my life without you. Just thinking about it makes me cry. I know that we've had just some trying times. But before you go, I just want you to know you've always been my favorite. Trying to enter a young man's life, the weekend only child, a single mother, and the youth gone wild, making noise all night. Well, you try to ride a boy always ready to fight against you. How could you get through what you did? And you are my stepest friend.
Same, but what if you change your mind suddenly? I leave the lights